Well, she's back with us, and we're always glad to have Angie Metcalf share her expertise. She, of course, our heifer and calf specialist from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester. And today we're talking about those fluctuating temperatures. And Angie, you bring up a good point. There are some concerns when we have these rapid temperature changes, aren't there?
Well, there really is, especially, you know, we're looking at below zero, 20 degrees below zero it was. And during the night, you know, in days that are getting maybe above zero, if that, now we're turning to 30 degrees above zero, you know, 50, 60 degrees in swings. That's pretty drastic for these animals. And they have a harder time adjusting to it than we do. We can take that jacket off, you know, to remove a few layers, but their pelts are pretty thick to help with that. And so it's hard for them to adjust that quickly.
Are there things that a farm can do to assist the animals?
You know, the basic things that we're going to realize we need to watch is, you know, we need to open up these barns. If they're in a barn, get the doors open, get the fans turned on a little higher, open windows, open curtains, things like that. Get air movement going. The other thing we need to remember is these animals are almost going to, it's almost going to be the same symptoms as almost like a heat stress,
mm-hmm.
just because it's so quick. So water quality, water delivered, make sure they have plenty of water available so that they can kind of try to offset that heat change.
Now, what happens if we really don't follow up on these things and are a little delayed in our reaction?
Well, you know, we're going to get moisture built up in these barns. If they are in a barn, heat and moisture are kind of our enemies. They're going to create a lot of environment in there for pneumonia to develop quickly. Animals start sweating, ceilings start dripping. You know, we've all been there. As soon as an animal has a wet hair coat, they can get chilled. They can, you know, they're going to be uncomfortable, and that leads to, you know, a sick calf down the road. So these calves and heifers that are in these buildings, we need to watch these and monitor them closely.
Now, Angie, what if I'm a hutch owner? Then what should I be doing?
Kind of the same thing. You know, obviously we need to open these hutch doors. They have vents, they have doors, things like that. Let that moisture out. Farms are also using doors this winter on the fronts because it's been so cold. Get those off as soon as possible. And if the calves are wearing calf jackets, you know, physically reach underneath. Make sure these calves aren't sweating. Get the jackets off before they do so we don't have that, you know, sweating and then chilled thing going on with these calves too. You know, and lime is our friend. As the ground starts thawing, lime's going to kind of help lime and bedding keep those calves dry.
So, Angie, what's your tip of the day?
Well, you know, if everybody's like me, we're going to be going 100 miles an hour scraping and cleaning and trying to get all these lots and everything as clean as we can, as soon as we can. We're going to be going for long days, and we have to realize that, yeah, we have to get that done, but we have to watch the animals too. It's not just about the equipment and buildings. Make sure the animals come first. We take care of them the way they should be treated.
Excellent points. Again, if you want to talk to Angie on this subject or anything else, just give her a call at Heartland Cooperative, 1-715-654-5134. Otherwise, Angie, they can always go to the website.
Yep, heartlandcooperativeservices.com is the website, and a lot of good tips and articles on there and podcasts saved, so go ahead and check it out.
Good information from a good lady. That's Angie Metcalf from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester here on 101.9 WDEZ.